Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick acknowledgement of the text line. And shout out to this texter. They said, because I think that they're trying to help you out a little bit too, Josh. For the 952, I lost 45 pounds in 5 months by cutting all bread, buns, cut all gluten. Mm. It also eliminated all of my
substantial medication costs.
Yes, substantial medication costs. But they had some colitis issues.
Mm.
They went from 255 to 210. And I got to be honest with you, man. Like, the big part of the me losing 15 in a month, because let's be honest, I'm not a tall guy. If you look at me, you would say that I'm in shape, right?
Yeah.
Relatively.
Yeah.
Especially for my age. I don't eat a ton of bread. And this is the biggest thing. This is the number one thing. And I know that the texter would agree with this, okay? Because they brought up bread. But this is the number one thing. And it's not even close. The biggest thing that we love, that if we cut it out, or we have it in moderation, and when I say moderation, I'm talking about like you narrow it down a ton, is sugar.
Yeah.
Sugar is what gets you every time.
It's a big deal.
It's we love our cookies, we love our donuts, we love our cakes, we love our ice cream. Look, I'm an addict just like all of you. I have not been consuming sugar. That's been a bit more than the moderation with meat. It's been more the no sugar thing.
Yeah,
I've never been a big bread eater like that anyway.
Mm.
My dad is though. Like my dad's, he loves bread. Yeah. Like he can't have a meal without bread. That's just how much my dad loves consuming bread. For me, it's been a no-go.
In June of 16 to September of 16, I went from 281, decided I was going to start running, working out, plus I worked at Menards in the Lumberyard for the summer, was 218 by September. So I lost 60 pounds and change during those 3 months.
Now with the diet changes, and then we'll move on to other matters.
Yeah.
Are you going to work out too?
Yeah, like I'm trying to get to a weight where I can ride a bike, because right now I just think I'm too heavy to ride a bike. I don't think there's a lot of bikes out there that would hold me.
Do you walk?
I do walk. I don't want to walk. I'd rather get results faster and run, because I just feel like walking, it's great, but like...
Walking is more beneficial than you would probably know.
Okay.
Dead serious.
Okay.
So like with my treadmill stuff now,
mm-hmm.
I don't always run.
Yeah.
There are, because if you set at an incline and you say, I'm going to do 20 minutes of this at this particular, you know, rate, you talking about a nice lather of a sweat? Oh, my gosh.
So you're a treadmill guy.
I love treadmills.
Or the hamster wheels, I've called it.
So the difference between me and everybody else,
yeah.
I'm that guy that loves the treadmill, and I hate being outdoors running. Everybody else is an outdoors runner.
I can do both. I didn't. That weight loss journey that I just mentioned was treadmill. That was 99.9%, well, maybe a little bit outside labor with Menards, but that was pretty much treadmill.
I got you. All right, the next topic, and I mentioned this at the top of the hour or right before the top of the hour break, a weird story with regards to fact-checking in the world of sports. Fact-checking is actually something that we should do a lot more of across the board,
mm-hmm.
but it involves rookie Hunter Dobbins, okay? He is a rookie for the Boston Red Sox. He made some headlines prior to his first start against the Yankees last week when he said he would retire before pitching for New York, okay? We know that there's a rivalry between the Yankees and the Red Sox because we're reminded of it all the time on ESPN. We're reminded of it all the time in sports that the Yankees hate the Red Sox and the Red Sox hate the Yankees. And it's one of the greatest rivalries in all of sports. We've heard it a million times. And I'm not saying that it's not true, but my gosh, we're reminded of it all the time. So, of course, he's in the middle of it. Well, he's explaining himself now because there's been claims that he fabricated a story that the New York Post has reported on. He said yesterday that he was made aware of the New York Post story that he made a claim about his father once playing for the Yankees. And he says that there was nothing nefarious about the connections he said his father had to the Yankees. This is the quote. My feelings and all that are based on my personal experiences and nothing to do with growing up or family. The whole backstory is stuff I heard growing up and seen pictures of from my dad. At the end of my day is just from my dad and how I kind of grew my love for the game. But at the end of the day, I don't go and fact check my dad or anything like that. So last week, the Boston Herald did a feature on a day that he pitched against the Yankees. And it talked about his father, Lance Dobbins. And in there, it said that his father, Lance, had been drafted twice by the Yankees before being traded to the Arizona Diamondbacks. In the story, it made a reference to Dobbins saying that his father was friends with Andy Pettit, who played for the Yankees. But the Post found no evidence of any of that. Citing multiple official databases and the Yankees' own records could not substantiate that Lance Dobbins, his father, having played with the organizations. Lance Dobbins' profile on baseballreference.com doesn't list any Yankees affiliation. The 2025 Red Sox media guide does mention him on Hunter Dobbins' biography page, but says only that Lance pitched for two seasons in the Diamondbacks organization. So basically what we're having here is this rookie is being called out in the media because they're saying that you lied about your dad playing for the Yankees, right? That's essentially what it boils down to.
Yeah.
Which, do we care that much? And this is the reason why I say that. Let's say the kid misspoke. Let's say that the kid growing up thought that there were some aspects of his dad's professional baseball career that weren't factual, okay? Mistakes happen, okay? I get that. And I'm not sitting here to try to defend a lie if it's a lie, okay? But this is the thing. Let's say that he got inaccurate information, okay? That's how I view it. The way that we are treating this specific story and the fact-checking of a baseball player's dad, can we take that same fact-checking and do that to things that actually matter? Like, seriously.
That's fair.
Like, if we were fact-checking the MS-13 claims about the guy that got deported to El Salvador, we'd be in a much better place. Dobbins, by the way, is 3-1. With a 4.20 ERA.
Yeah.
Isn't it kind of a funny story?
It is.
This is part of the rivalry of Yankees and Red Sox.
Which is a bizarre piece to this rivalry.
I mean, what is the conversation? How did his dad feel about this?
Yeah.
His dad's been called out as like a liar. His dad played in Major League Baseball. Seriously. I mean, if we go right now, Lance,
I think it's a bigger story because of the rivalry. If it wasn't the Yankees, it wouldn't be as big of a story. Like, if it was just, hey, my dad played in the majors, shrug it off, move along with your day.
Hold on. Lance Dobbins. I'm trying to find his baseball reference here. I'm only seeing his independent league stuff. Uh-oh. What you think, man? Yeah, this is... Huh?
It's controversial.
It's just interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, I get it, man. You want to get to the bottom of stuff. There's a discrepancy there. You call it out. But this is not something I think that you hold over the kid's head for the rest of his baseball career.
No.
It makes no sense.
No.
I just find it funny. I just kind of find it funny as a very intriguing story with regards to one Hunter Dobbins.
Yeah.
That's awesome. All right, 651-461-9226. We'll get to Word on the Street. That's next year. Word.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Word on the Street time. No Chris Tubbs this evening. Mm. It's all about Josh Wheeler. He's mm-hmm. in the building. He's hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to get us ready for Word on the Street. And we're going to do headlines to finish off the show.
For sure. Well. So you guys obviously weren't able to have a show yesterday with the Twins, but big news of the day yesterday was the passing of legendary frontman of the Beach Boys, Brian Wilson, at the age of 82. Brian, alongside his brothers Carl and Dennis, along with, of course, Mike Love, uncle of Kevin Love, and Al Jardine, all created the band that is beloved as the Beach Boys, Paul McCartney, Bob Dylan, and even Kevin Love himself did pay tributes among many numerous musical acts to the legacy of Brian. And he was battling dementia as of last year, remained sharp up until his last days. Henry, you and I are pretty dynamic when it comes to the range of music we listen to. I listen to everything from country, rap, to classic music, etc. Were you a big Beach Boys guy as a kid?
No, not necessarily. Okay. But I'm not going to sit here and act like I didn't like any Beach Boys.
Yeah.
How could you not like Surfing USA? I mean, come on.
It's the hits, basically, yeah.
Yes, the hits. Yeah, California Dreamin'. Yeah, I mean, they had, what?
I mean,
the Beach Boys, they had hits?
Oh, yeah. God only knows his mind.
But I'm not sitting here, I'm not going to lie to the people and sit here and say that in my Apple account, I'm at the gym bumping, you know.
Got the Pet Sounds
California
album.
Girls. Playing.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
But yes, Beach Boys, man. And yes, rest in peace to Brian Wilson. But yeah, no, I mean, iconic group.
Yeah, for sure.
Absolutely.
We talked a bit about the situation earlier, but it appears Kanye, or as Ye as he's now known.
Wait. We talked about this when? Months ago?
No, we talked about this the case I'm about to bring up earlier. It appears that he aspires to be present in New York City for the Sean Diddy Combs trial. West was not in attendance today at the hearings, but has been in communication with Diddy's son in court for much of this trial. No official word on if he will be in attendance, but I ask you this, Lake. Do you see him making an appearance, and will it hurt him or because of his already off-kilter reputation, is it not going to really do much?
This does not hurt Kanye West at all. This just goes to show you more evidence of him being a filthy human being. Like, he says that he wants to be there to support Sean Puffy Combs,
yeah,
who we've seen on video beat up a woman named Cassie, his girlfriend. Mm-hmm. He's dragging her down the hall. Like, what?
Yeah.
You are filth, dude. Like all the stuff, the Jewish hate. I can't stand Kanye West. Haven't for a long time.
Mm.
And this, I mean, so does this hurt him? No.
Yeah.
This is, he's doing this to get a reaction to all of, to, out of all of us, mm-hmm. have us talking about him more, and to further show us and give us an example of how terrible a human being he is. I cannot stand Kanye West.
Yeah.
I cannot stand Sean Puffy Combs.
And I'll say this, I don't know about you, but I used to be huge Kanye. I was a big Kanye.
When he first came out, I loved his stuff.
The last album I think I bought of his was 808s and Heartbreaks, and that was 2010. But I mean, that's about the last time I really was a huge Kanye West fan, because I was, you know, when it was came out with Heartless and all that other stuff. But since then, it's been iffy. But yeah, this is just not a good look for him. Is it surprising though? No.
You got off the bandwagon later than I did.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it was the college dropout and late registration, and then I just
fell off before graduation.
Yeah, I fell off.
Yeah.
I didn't get into My Beautiful Dark Twisted Offense. I didn't get into The Life of Pablo.
Yeah.
I didn't get into any of that stuff. Mm. I didn't.
You did jump off early.
I jumped off early.
That was, I mean, early 2000s for me. That was MTV all the time. Kanye West was on.
And I'm not saying that he didn't put out any songs after those first two albums.
I get it.
But as a person, so let me tell you, part of me getting off the bandwagon, because it factors in.
Mm-hmm.
At the time, I was at his concert here when he was on tour. This was roughly 2006 or 7. It was me. It was about 2008, maybe.
Yeah.
Me, my girlfriend at the time, and a couple other people.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of his show, and on that tour, it was N.E.R.D., Lupe Fiasco, and Rihanna.
Yep, early Rihanna.
And Kanye was the headliner.
Yeah.
And at the end of the show, he went on this rant. And when he started going on the rant, I turned to my girlfriend and everybody else. I was like, we're out of here. Because I was driving. I was like, we're out of here. We're leaving. Because he was, I am Malcolm X. I am Martin Luther King Jr. Mm-hmm. I was like, this dude is nuts. Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
And it was towards the end of the show anyway.
Yeah. I mean, the elevator's never really gone all the way upstairs with Kanye, unfortunately. But one quick one here. I know you got something also to add in. Before there was Land Shark, Baby Shark, and Sharknado, there was the Great White One, the 1975 summer blockbuster Jaws that ignited a cultural obsession with sharks. And 50 years later, the famed director Steven Spielberg will celebrate the movie with the NBC special. The network will commemorate the anniversary with a three-hour telecast on Friday, June 20th at 7 o'clock our time, featuring a special intro from himself. And a true rising tide lifts all boats strategy. There's a plan to make all of Universal awash in Jaws content. Your thoughts? Have you seen Jaws?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a classic.
I was going to say, you kind of have to. That's like one of those movies you just
It's a classic.
You can't miss it.
It's a classic.
Yeah.
It's a classic. No,
it still holds up, too.
Yeah. Jaws is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just
50 years. That's crazy.
Ain't that crazy?
It is.
That is crazy. Can I add? I want to add one to A Word on the Street, because this is somewhat breaking within the last couple of hours.
Mm.
From the Washington Post, ex-NFL star Antonio Brown sought on attempted murder charge.
Come on, man.
He's definitely a come on, man. I'm dead serious.
What I know.
Come on, man.
What is...
Who used to do that? That was Chris Carter, right? Yeah, on, man.
Him and Moss, yeah.
That was, well, Moss's was... You got Moss, but
come on, man.
Chris Carter was
For sure.
Come on, man.
Yeah.
He's another guy that I just don't care for. Can't stand Antonio Brown at all.
But were you a fan ever?
Back when he had sense? When he got shipped out of Pittsburgh... Look, when Mike Tomlin says... I can't deal with you. You know it's time to part ways.
Yeah, and you've met Tomlin in your sports media.
My fraternity brother. Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Like His, when I crossed over and went through my process of the fraternity, mm-hmm. his first cousin helped me through the process. So, yeah.
Yeah, Brown's a mess, man.
Yeah, he's a mess. He is a mess.
Oh, boy.
All right, that's going to wrap up Word on the Street. Coming up next, let's talk some Minnesota Vikings football because there's a key guy for the Minnesota Vikings, and if this guy succeeds, he could be one of the biggest steals in the offseason. We get to that next year on the Lake Show. On the Lake Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so let me get into this Vikings take. And the take is about a guy that is flying under the radar. And he's somebody that I think a lot of Vikings fans aren't even thinking about. But I want to bring him up because there's an article in the Minnesota Star Tribune by Ben Gessling. And this is a guy that I said at the time when he was acquired in free agency, there's a lot of upside here. That is cornerback Isaiah Rodgers. Now, Isaiah Rodgers is a talented individual, okay? They signed Rodgers to a two-year, $11 million deal. And the crux of the article talks about him from the standpoint of, yeah, he's a cornerback, he's an addition to the secondary, but also special teams because he potentially could be a kickoff returner. I get all that. But I'm thinking just strictly with regards to cornerback play. And this is the reason why. Isaiah Rodgers was out of football for a minute. Isaiah Rodgers is one of several football players that got caught up with the league and was suspended because of the whole gambling situation. Okay? And so he was banned from the league for gambling a couple years ago when he was a member of the Indianapolis Colts. Okay? He served a year-long suspension for violating the policy on gambling. He placed wagers, smaller ones, and a prop bet on an online sports gambling account. Okay? And he said, and he owned up to it. First off, let me give him props for that. Because he took ownership for it. I didn't know anything about his story or the reason why he was out of football until ESPN did a story on him, the Outside the Lines. And I love Outside the Lines.
Yeah.
Isaiah Rodgers took ownership of what he did. He said, I'm accountable for what I did. What I did was wrong. I didn't really get it at the time, but I understand the conflict in what I've done and what I just broke the rules. He went on to play for the Philadelphia Eagles. Now he's with the Minnesota Vikings. I think that this is going to be a great acquisition because he has talent. Okay? This guy has talent. I'm sure that he's learned from his mistakes. Vic Fangio and that defense with Philadelphia, I'm sure that he learned a lot from those guys. And I'm sure that he learned a lot from Darius Slay and James Bradbury. I love this pickup, and I will say this about Isaiah Rodgers. Besides the talent part, this is a low risk with a massive reward. This guy, I believe, is going to be a solid cornerback for a team that needs solid corners. We are a team that needs this guy to be good. We need, and if Brian Flores believes in you, that I have a good feeling about you. Mm-hmm. I'm dead serious. Brian Flores is a guy that when he has his sights on a guy, then that tells me a lot about the level of talent that resides in that guy. And by the way, the last time I saw Brian Flores was at Kendrick Lamar. That was the last time I saw Brian Flores.
Of course it was.
Yeah, it was. Seriously, I was in the merch line, and Coach Flores is walking by, and I'm like, what's up, Coach? Dapped it up real quick, and that was it. Anyway, Isaiah Rodgers, you know anything about him? Because I don't. Okay.
Because, I mean, late pick, sixth round, et cetera. And I know he was on the Eagles. I mean, he was just kind of a guy. It wasn't really didn't make a huge impact as far as the Super Bowl, et cetera. But, I mean, we're looking at Mekhi Blackmon. We're looking at some of these corners that need to kind of step up and be that guy. And why not have kind of the under-the-radar stud, if you will, at corner for the Vikings? I think that's always been a coveted position with this organization when it comes to draft talks, free agency talks, off-season talks. Even during the season, they put a huge emphasis on corners. It's corner, corner, corner. Whether it's, I mean, I'm trying to think. Xavier Rhodes was a corner.
He was the last really good corner that we had,
Like. Yeah. Yeah, we haven't really been.
Well, maybe I should take that back. Who's the guy that we Murphy.
Byron Murphy, yeah.
Murphy's good. Yeah. I'll give him that.
Yeah, he's still young, too.
But I thought that when Xavier Woods was at his best, he was really good.
Yeah.
So it's been a while.
I'm just looking at the list of people we still have that.
I mean, a lot of questions.
These are notable names. Jeff Okuda, Byron Murphy Jr.
No, but hold on. Jeff Okuda, let's be clear here. He's had just as many injuries as Andre Booth Jr. Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. Jeff Okuda was a top three pick.
Yeah.
So it's all about injuries with him. It's not about talent. Okuda's good, but he's not healthy. Who else after Okuda?
We got, I don't even know who this is. Dwight McLaughlin? McLaughlin, right, from Arkansas.
No idea.
Yeah, there's a few people that I even haven't heard of, and that's pretty much Isaiah Rodgers, Jeff Okuda, Byron Murphy Jr., Mekhi Blackmon. I think the name that hits me at the top of that list, besides Byron, is Mekhi, because he had injuries. He's had to overcome some stuff to get to.
Yeah, last year was when he had the injury leading up into the season. I think that our cornerback situation is extremely interesting.
Yes.
Because Jeff Okuda coming out of Ohio State, I looked at him and I was like, he's can't miss.
Yeah.
Like, he was the number one cornerback in the draft. He was the Lions selected him third? Let me look that up real quick. He was a top three pick, I believe. Jeff Okuda draft pick. He was the – let me look it up. Third pick in the draft.
First round third pick, yep, 2020.
In 2020.
Yep.
Since being injured, because I think he, like, broke his foot or something happened, and then – oh, no. He had a core muscle injury.
Yeah.
And that was the first of all the different injuries that he's had. Mm-hmm. Put it like this. He was drafted third overall by the Lions. And that was 2020.
Yeah.
He has played for the Falcons and Texans since then.
Yeah.
That's something.
That's jumping around a little bit.
He's still only 26.
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you think about it, the things that went wrong, if you look at the top of the list when it comes to the Lions and the Rams game, the two games we needed last year, it was leaving a really open field down the middle. And guess what position covers that area? Safeties and corners. So, side note: are you surprised Harrison Smith is coming back? How do you feel about that?
I love it.
Okay,
because Harrison Smith did. I don't know how you feel about it.
Like he's not obviously top of the list as far as like
there was no drop off.
Yeah, he's plateaued. He stayed steady. He's been good enough to be a key.
Harrison
part of
Smith
that defense.
Is still on top of his game.
Yeah.
Yeah. If there was significant drop-off with Harrison Smith, I would be like, yeah, we're not running it back.
Yeah.
But Harrison Smith, I the way that I look at this is his final year.
Yeah.
And I love guys that are with an organization their entire careers.
Yeah.
I love that. I love.
I didn't think he was coming back.
I love the whole. Like Harris Smith's going to be one of those guys. I love the Tim Duncans. I love the Kobe Bryants. I love the great players because Harrison Smith is a Hall of Famer.
Yeah,
he's going to be in Canton.
Yep,
that's just how it is. So I can't wait to see Harrison Smith this year.
I mean, I think the Jim Marshall thing has already. I think that's blown that balloon up a little bit more now that we've talked about it over the last few weeks. I don't think we can ever really truly say is going to be because if we're talking 50 years ago right now, we would say Jim Marshall's going to be in Canton.
Harrison Smith's a slam dunk.
Okay.
A slam dunk. I don't think there's any... Because
I'm not against what you said last week about Jim Marshall.
Yeah.
I'm in the same boat as you and a million other people that think he should be first ballot. But what do I know?
Let's do a quick Google search.
Mm.
What does AI have to say?
Oh my God.
Not to say that AI is... It says... Harrison Smith's chances of making the Pro Football Hall of Fame are generally considered high. That's according to AI.
Yeah.
I can't believe it.
Yeah. How about it?
Look at the articles. Just do a quick search. Harrison Smith, Hall of Famer, right?
Yeah.
Look, you are right, though. There's no such thing as a slam dunk in his case.
Yeah.
There are slam dunks. We know that. There are slam dunks in sports. When you're Harrison Smith and the majority of football fans don't know who the hell you are. You can't sit there and say, but any educated voter and football fan would say, yeah, Harrison Smith is a Paul.
He's not listed in like the top 5 or 10 when you're in all these big media markets, ESPN, et cetera, but he's sustainable enough to be a key player. And that was kind of my point earlier was like, yeah, he's not looking to be on the top of the stat list really anymore, but he does things that not many people in that position can do.
The hitman.
Yeah.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll wrap up the show with headlines, and we'll do that next. All right, we're going to finish off the show with headlines. Josh Wheeler on the ones and twos. He's basically the DJ Premier tonight.
Yeah.
He's the Alchemist tonight. Those are all like hip-hop, top hip-hop producers.
Yep.
But anyway.
Yep. I get you.
You're producing the show tonight, man.
Yes, sir. It is the big talk around these parts. No, not the state budget anymore, at least for now. It's Road Construction Lake. It's the other big talker we have around this time of the year.
Every year?
Yes, this weekend is Father's Day weekend, and many will be faced with a closure in both directions between Huron and 35W, and... not sure if you have any plans in the metro this weekend, Henry, but this one's going to be a doozy for those who have plans, especially if you have college visits or maybe lunch or dinner or brunch in the U of M area. Your thoughts on a big closure that I think we all saw coming, but all of a sudden we're acting like it's a big surprise.
Which one is it? The one you're talking about this weekend?
So it's Huron and 35W in both directions will be closed. That's a big deal.
I'm going to stay away. All right, I'm just going to put it like that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, this is a way of Minnesota life, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is road construction. We know every single summer it's going to come.
Yeah.
We know that we have to deal with it. So it's just about time that we all make sure that we're prepared. Like, it's always good to know that it's coming, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it'd be bad if we didn't anticipate it. But, yes, part of Minnesota life is dealing with road closures.
Yeah. Never a good thing when we have to report this, especially in Minneapolis. But once again, the Minneapolis Public Schools are laying off hundreds as it is facing budget shortfalls. Mm. On Tuesday, the Minneapolis Public School Board approved its budget for the 25-26 school year. Minneapolis is facing a $75 million shortfall due to a mixture of enrollment shortages and expiring pandemic funds. H. Lake, as someone who's married to a teacher that just had her Brooklyn Park school closed due to this same situation... your thoughts on just the education system just hitting so many roadblocks when it comes to this stuff?
It's tough. Yeah. It's really tough. Now, does she have to find a new school? And
she's already been replanted,
reassigned?
Located. Yeah.
Okay. Reassigned.
But it's just like these kids are having to disperse and go to different schools, and
it's tough.
It creates a lot of roadblocks for their learning and for their education.
We know that consistency is key, and that whenever you got to shuffle kids around in different spots, whatever, like that's when they're familiar with their surroundings.
Yeah,
that breeds success. So that has to be frustrating, not just for your wife, but also for those kids.
For sure.
Yeah. It's tough. is tough.
Yeah, and it's not getting any easier, especially the pandemic. I definitely feel like cut a huge gap in the funding process for many schools. We'll do another one here. Attorney General Keith Ellison and 21 other states have blocked Trump's deployment of the National Guard to California. By calling forth troops, Ellison says, when there's no invasion to repel, no rebellion to suppress, and when state and local law enforcement is fully able to execute the laws, the president flouts the vision of our founders, undermines the rule of law, and sets a chilling precedent that puts the constitutional rights of America in every state at risk. Henry, do you have a... You've been to L.A., right?
Yeah, my sister lives there.
Okay, yeah. So you've seen this all over the news in the past week. Do you agree with Ellison and others in this blockage?
Well, look, the bottom line is to me, the National Guard should not have been even called for any of this. No. This is insane. It's ridiculous. And speaking of breaking news, because this is breaking within the last 20 minutes, federal judge ruled tonight, just now, that President Donald Trump has unlawfully federalized members of California's National Guard.
Yeah.
That is fresh off the presses. So this federal judge says, look, you've, and this is what Gavin Newsom said.
Yeah.
Dude, this is overreach.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, what is the deal here? So, so the breaking news, we're reporting it now. Federal judge has ruled tonight that President Donald Trump has unlawfully federalized members of California's National Guard.
Yeah. And that's all I got for headlines.
Oh, we got more.
We do. Yes.
Look at what's going on in with the Panthers. The Panthers have blown a 3-0 goal lead.
Yeah. It's been a crazy game so far. I don't know what Florida's doing, but they're not doing it right.
Man. All tied up at 3, so we'll have some fun hockey to go home and watch, man. Mm-hmm. I didn't ask you what the out was.
56-50. We got some time.
So we got like, well, we got 50 seconds.
Yeah, for sure.
You are pro... Well, you're for America.
Yes.
Tubbs is for Canada.
Of course he is. Of course he is.
I'm joking when I say that, people. Don't get all upset.
51st state, Canada.
You knew where I was going.
Yeah.
Oh,
got to cheer for the underdog, you know.
All right, real quick, tomorrow we got a late show from 6 until 6:30 leading you up to pregame for Twins baseball. And then, we'll have final pitch a little bit later tomorrow night. Man, it was a brutal one today. Sayonara, Texas. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 6 right here on The Good Neighbor.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.